This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It's finally starting to happen. The tide is turning against Facebook and Google and YouTube and, to some extent, even Twitter. It's amazing. People are waking up now everywhere and realizing that Facebook is a spy network that pretends to be a social network. The whole point of Facebook is to function as a front end to the NSA and to just vacuum up everything about you, your friends, especially the social connections are really crucial. They vacuum up your day-to-day activities, your interests, your health challenges, anything that you search for, anything that you watch, everything is tracked. And then if you install Facebook on your mobile phone, Facebook is sweeping up all your phone emails, tracking your location. I mean, they can build a map of everything about you. You talk about Big Brother, surveillance, a police state, you know, tech fascism. That's Facebook and Google as well. Google and YouTube do the same thing. Google tracks everywhere you are in the cloud. You know, if you have an Android device and you have location turned on, maybe even if you have it turned off, Google's tracking every location you are, every search, of course, that you do, you know, every phone call you make, every email that you receive, everything. And they're going to use all that against you. The whole point is to use all of this against you. And, you know, I've been warning about this for a long time, and so have many others. And the public ignored the warnings. The public basically lied to themselves, and people said, oh, well, the convenience is worth it. You know, I don't have anything to hide, they would say. Oh, really? Yeah, what about your herpes, huh? That you're typing in like cures for herpes on Google or whatever you have. Really? You don't have anything to hide? You want big tech companies prying into every secret little corner of your life? Even if you aren't a criminal, don't you value privacy? Don't you deserve to have some privacy in our world? Do you really want a front end to the NSA tracking your every move, every location, where you're driving, what you're searching for, where you're eating, restaurants you're looking up, everything about you? It's all being vacuumed up by these companies. Now, here's what's interesting. I think it's called Britannica Analytica has been in a lot of trouble lately, which is bringing Facebook down. Now, the mainstream news narrative, of course, is partially false. They're saying that the Trump campaign people used Analytica to sweep up personal details from people on Facebook. And the mainstream media is lying about it and calling it a leak. It wasn't a leak. It was like a survey on Facebook. And if you filled out the survey and you checked a checkbox, you granted the survey permission to suck up all your information. And that's what it did. It sucked up everybody's information and tens of millions of people. And then that was used to target people with ads for the Trump campaign. And the media is calling this such a scandal, almost like a criminal offense. But what the media isn't telling you is that the Obama people did it 8 years earlier. Or 4 years earlier, I think, in 2012 was when they really worked on it the most. In 2012, they were bragging about it. They bragged about how they could suck up all the details of tens of millions of people and grab your friends list and then target your friends with ads that were pro-Obama. And the New York Times did stories on this about how brilliant the Obama people were. Just the new revolution of brilliant tech geniuses helping Obama win elections and make the world a better place. This was the narrative in 2012 from the New York Times. And nobody at that time was saying that this is bad. Nobody was saying how horrible it is that no one called it a leak. It was called genius. This was the Obama genius team, the dream team of tech, helping Obama win and make the world a better place, which of course he failed to do, but that's another story. Why are we not surprised? But then when Trump does it, oh, it's a criminal offense. But the point is, the Trump campaign doing this has now, you know, a year and a half later, whatever it is, exposed that Facebook is gathering all this information on everybody, and they are selling it off to application developers. Facebook is a front end to a spying network. It's a spy machine. And for the right price, you can pay Facebook to gather all that spy data. And of course, the NSA gets all that for free. you know, the deep state sucks up all this stuff from Google, from Yahoo. You know, by the way, if you're using Gmail or Yahoo Mail, all your emails are being read and indexed and profiled by the NSA or even Hotmail, Microsoft products. It's all of it, AOL too. It's all a front end to the NSA. And if you think this isn't going to be used against you, by the way, you should read a story we just posted on Natural News not long ago about China using big tech or big data to profile people, to give people a social score, which is basically, I call it an obedience score. The higher your score, the more obedient you are to the totalitarian communist regime of China. If you have a low score, they will now deny you entrance to a college. They will deny you access to public transportation. You won't be able to get on an airplane if you have a low score. You will be censored. You won't be able to have a website. You won't be able to get a business license. You won't be able to maybe have children. They could enforce it that way. Who knows? You won't be able to get a loan. This China is building like a obedience score matrix. And if you aren't obedient enough, you get penalized and you cannot function in society. And America, the American tech companies are following in the footsteps of China all the time. I mean, look at YouTube. They banned my entire account, as you probably know, but they're also terminating thousands of other video accounts just because of the speech. They don't like the speech. They don't like what you're saying. It's not that you're doing anything illegal or dangerous or calling for violence or anything like that. They just don't like the fact, like I was terminated because I said that gender is binary. They're only male and female. Now, and by the way, it doesn't mean there aren't gay males and gay females. I'm talking about gender here, not sexual orientation. Sexual orientation is whatever you want it to be. Gender is male and female. So that's what I said in a video. YouTube terminated my entire account, 1,700 videos spanning 10 years. Don't worry. We have backups of them. We've posted them all on Vimeo. You can just go to vimeo.com/healthranger. Or better yet, we're launching our own video site. That's going to it's going to be the YouTube alternative for free speech. It's called real.video. As of now, I think this is the first time I've released this. We have over 10,000 content creators now signed up to have channels on real.video. Just like a week ago, that number was 5,000. Now it's 10,000. I mean, it's going to be the alternative to YouTube. And it's launching this summer. It's launching on July 4th or sooner. So, but the point is that these U.S. tech companies, they model everything after China. And what that means is that sooner or later, this whole obedience score thing that China has in place is going to be applied to the United States. It's coming. And it's not hard to see how it's going to happen. It's going to be about guns first. Anybody who's a gun owner, now regardless of whether or not you are a gun owner or you agree with the Second Amendment, this is the stepping stone to enslaving you, like if you believe in medical freedom, if you're anti-vaccine or anti-GMO, or you believe in medicinal herbs, you're going to be targeted too. And they use guns to get their foot in the door and establish precedent. Citibank just announced that they will not allow their customers now, their merchants, to sell guns to anyone under 21 years old, even though it's perfectly legal across the country to sell guns in nearly all jurisdictions to 18-year-olds, that is rifles. Pistols usually are 21 years old, but it's not that way everywhere. But Citibank is saying that they're enforcing that themselves, and they will cut off any merchant that sells even gun magazines to anybody. High-capacity magazines, they're calling it, which in their definition is anything over 10 rounds. Now, again, regardless of what you think about guns and gun magazines, and by the way, my gun magazines run like 100 rounds. So, because, you know, reloading takes time. You just have a 100-round mag in there. But the point is, they're going to use this to punish you. So if you own a gun or buy a gun, or if you go through the background check system with the FBI, they're going to start punishing you. They're going to say, it won't be long before they say, well, if you own a gun, you shouldn't be able to ride a Greyhound bus because you might use a gun on the bus. Or if you own a gun, you shouldn't be able to travel. Why? Well, because you might bring that gun on an airplane. That's what they'll say. What? What do you mean? There's security. And nobody brings guns on airplanes except either by accident or if they're an air marshal or if they're a terrorist. I mean, it's insane. But they'll use this issue, you see. And the tyranny is now, it's coming out. And they'll surveil you. They'll, if you order like gun magazines from, I don't know, MidwayUSA.com. That's a good place to order gun magazines. Or Brownells.com. If you order gun magazines and then you receive a confirmation of your order in an email on your Gmail account, guess what? Google vacuums up all your order confirmation emails, sends it over to the NSA. They flag you as someone who just ordered gun magazines, and now they can punish you and they can deny you air travel. I mean, again, this is coming. I'm not saying that that's happening right this minute, but it's coming because China is doing it now. And China has become, it's the proving grounds for all of this tyranny. And that's why tech companies do this in China. You know, Google and Facebook and all these tech companies operate in China, and they do all the censorship that the Chinese government demands because they want to have the experiments. They want to develop all of the tyranny in China so they can then roll it out in the United States. And that's what they're doing. And that's why, you know, Facebook is functioning as a spy network front. And people are finally starting to wake up to this. That's the big story here in this podcast. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.